The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and Being Here is the name of the show and what it's all about, actually.
And do you know what?
No. What?
Getting offended is optional.
It is. It really is. And life can be offensive. People are in a hurry to get where they're going, and they, no. So...
just so you know, we finish each other's sentences, so please don't offend yourself.
When we do, we will.
If you include it and relax, it's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, this radio show via the internet is a possibility that your life can transform during the course of this show. It doesn't take long. See, transformation happens outside of time. It happens in a moment of seeing. It only takes a moment. When you get to the current moment of your life transforms. Not like change, because change is more linear and goal-oriented, and you're striving to get to what you think is important, and it takes a long time, because change takes place over time. That's why we call our website Transformation Made Easy.
And it is easy. All you have to do is be here.
And the easiest way to be here in this radio format is through listening.
And that's really to listen to what's being said from the speaker's point of view.
You already know it, and not as though you're going to think about whether or not you agree or disagree. See, most people's listening is really thinking about whether they know it or agree or disagree. It's not about hearing what another person has to say from their point of view.
Listening, by the way, if you happen to have people around you who are feeling offended, if you really listen, it can diffuse the whole situation. And I'll bet you, you personally, each of you listeners, have an experience of that from the flip side. Like if you've ever called a troubleshooting line on for a piece of equipment or something of that sort, and you call up, and if the person really listens to you, if you're frustrated and they're genuinely listening, it's like it drains out all of the feeling of frustration, and usually people can then find solutions very quickly. But if they're defensive about their product or they don't want to hear what you have to say, it tends to escalate that experience inside. So listening is a great thing all the way around for diffusing a person who's feeling offended out there or upset, but also for your own offendability. Because if you really get here and are here, then that knee-jerk reaction of being offended by what something somebody says or what they do is less likely to happen.
Well, just prior to the show, I called a glass company, and I was given a recommendation from another glass company because we need a window replaced in our house. And I mentioned the name of the glass company, and it was Auto Glass. And the woman who answered said, "We don't do Auto Glass." And I said, "Well, would you let me finish my sentence?" And she... And which was She got offended by that. But then I said, look, I was given your company as a recommendation from this other auto glass company. They said you might be able to help me with some thermal pane glass that I need
for my home.
My home that I have to have replaced. And suddenly she turned into fun because I didn't offend myself with her quick cut off. You know, she just behaved the way she behaved, and I could either offend myself with it or realize that she didn't even realize that she was basically offensive in her attitude. We have a caller?
Yeah, let's take her.
Okay. Chris, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, where are you
calling? How are you guys?
We're good.
Where are you calling
from? New York. New York.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm wondering about a friend, and we have been friends for a very, very, very long time.
Okay.
And somebody that I have really trusted, and all of a sudden, she just doesn't stop talking to me.
Wait a minute. I'm not quite sure I caught that.
So you have
she stopped talking to you?
Yes, just
okay.
All of a sudden, and I'm not sure why, and I keep beating myself up over it and wondering and analyzing.
Well, have you called her and asked her what you did that offended her?
Yes, and she hasn't responded.
Then you didn't call. You must have either texted or emailed.
Yeah, I texted her. And
well, why not call?
I have actually reached out after the text. I didn't hear anything back. I have actually given her a call, and again, nothing. And
did you leave a message on her machine, or did you call and speak to her?
No, she didn't pick up, so it was her voicemail.
So,
and what did you say in the voicemail?
I said, I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm not sure why we're not speaking any longer, but I said, I really hope that we can communicate and find out what's going on, that, you know, I still love her as a friend and care about our friendship and don't want to let this go, and that she's important to me, and that I care for her very much, and that, you know, if it's something I did, I'm very sorry. I said, you know, I generally would not want to hurt you. I said, if you're going through something, please let me help you. I am here for you, and I said, I'm going to fight for us. I want our friendship to move forward and to still be friends. And that I miss you. And
she hasn't called you back.
No, nothing.
How long ago was that?
It's been about, maybe 3 months.
Oh.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Did you call again?
I have not. There was, after that call, I did get one text from her that seemed not so kind, and so I kind of put it to bed and said it's not worth my energy, but it obviously is because it's still bothering me.
Well, you can you can do one of two things. You can be bothered or you can let it alone.
Yeah.
You could just drop it and move on in your life. Doesn't matter, really, because if what you did offended her, you will do that again and offend somebody else. And then you can find out what you did.
But I know.
Here's the other thing, darling. Just FYI.
Yeah.
if you gave us a fair representation of your phone conversation. You said, I love you.
Yep.
I'm going to just break it into segments. Love is loving a person the way they are and the way they're not. You said, this is important. I'm going to fight for it. And then she writes you back from within her upset. And if you're accurate, she said things or that were unkind or in an unkind tone. And you said, oh, well, I'm okay. Not fighting for you. Fine.
Yeah.
The other thing is, when you were saying how it was that your friend was, it sounded as though she was wrong for whatever she was experiencing.
Really?
Rather than looking to see what you did or didn't do, if you caused the upset. Now, if it were me, I would look and see what I did, because I know what I do. You know, I know if I do something that's unkind.
You know, the other thing, even if she is going through something, again, taking your rendition at face value to the best, you remember because it was 3 months ago. Let's assume that what you said is accurate. I still didn't feel... If I were listening to you call me and I was upset with you over something that I thought you did, whether you did it or not, I would have had to have called you and had a debate whether or not my perspective about what happened was right. You were interested in finding out her take so that you could rebut it rather than, and so that you could get over it and move on rather. And even though you apologize, I just don't know if you're willing to hear her
point of view
that you were just wrong.
Okay.
But I'm suspicious of something.
Yeah.
Why now? What's going on in your life that after 3 months this is coming back? That you're consuming yourself with this rather than what's it useful for? What's it saving you from?
I don't know.
Well, you know, you could be doing your life, or you could be worrying about what you did or didn't do that upset your friend who's no longer your friend.
Yeah, I mean, I have spent, I guess, a lot of time on it, and I guess I'm just not willing to let it go.
Yes, I know.
I miss her friendship. I miss her.
Well, I hate to counter you with this, but I will. You didn't miss her enough to call back within 3 months.
No, because, well, I have missed her, but the last text that I received was, it hurt, so I
did that happen in a vacuum?
Here's the thing, you're blaming the hurt on her, darling, you
That's
really
right.
are. It's like, you hurt me rather than you felt hurt. You're saying you hurt me rather than realizing that you feel hurt.
You're making her responsible for your hurt, for your hurting, for your sense of loss over a friendship, as though she's causing your pain.
You know what's interesting?
Now, you may actually think she is causing your pain. Do you? Christina, that was a question.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm taking it all in. Yeah, I mean, I do feel hurt, and I do...
Yes, but who are you blaming for the feeling of being hurt?
Her.
That's right. Perfect answer. You see, nobody hurts you. You hurt you and blame it on somebody else. There have been times in this relationship with your friend that you didn't speak for a week at a time, and nobody complained.
Mm-hmm.
But that she said that you were somehow unfriendly towards her and was using that as a justification for not being around you, you are defended, and now you're saying she hurt your feelings. You know, relationship is 100% your responsibility, even a relationship with a friend. It isn't a 50-50 deal. And Ariel does not hurt my feelings. She may do something, and I have a choice to either hurt my feelings with them, with what she does, or communicate. It's not...
Right.
And if I do communicate, I would look to see what I did to upset her rather than blame her for being mean or cruel or unkind. Because...
Can I switch gears with you, though, slightly, yes. Christina?
Sure.
I know you somewhat peripherally. We haven't seen you a lot, and we haven't seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that there are times when you come on, say, a Monday in New York, and you will be talking to us about something totally different, like a work situation, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And the flavor of the conversation is similar to the one we're having now, where you're determined to hold a position about something, and you are tenacious and stubborn, which could do well for you in certain business situations.
But, and you are being right about your point of view.
And mm-hmm. usually you present something, whatever the topic is, and you present it as a problem, and you are tenacious that it is not solvable, and you won't allow it to solve until you're ready to let go of being right about whatever it is that you're being right about.
Okay.
Does this sound familiar to you?
Yes.
You're definitely being right about this.
And the cost of being right is huge.
And you're used to working in a problem-solution framework. I have this problem, and I want to find the solution.
And the solution really is to feel what you're feeling, not try to get over it. See, you're uncomfortable with how it feels, how it's resolved, this relationship between you and your friend.
And
what you want is to feel better about it more than you want to apologize for whatever you did to produce it, to see your part in it as a responsible party of it. It's your responsibility. You had something to do with it. It isn't all one-sided.
Right. I know I have responsibility in it. That's one thing I'm definitely ready to take ownership of, and I am truly, genuinely sorry, and I really do want her friendship again, and I...
Well, we have to take a break right now.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Excellent.
Okay.
We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. to receive free video and audio downloads, and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Just back.
3 more days and Costa Rica Course 1 begins. So we're looking forward to being with all those of you who are coming to Costa Rica with us for either 1 or 2 weeks. And it is going to be an amazing adventure. Stay tuned. People will be, I'm sure, talking about it and up on Facebook and blogging. You can find out more about what we're up to and what other people were up to on
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
And on our Facebook page, Transformation Made Easy also. When we get back, February 9th is the first Say Yes to Your Life Monday Night Alive in New York City. And Christina,
yes.
In March, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, fun as the access way to enlightenment. Could be really good for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. We can't tell you whether or not you should reach out to her again or not. But you really should start having fun.
True. True.
And it may be that she's done with you. But it also may be that you're done with her. If you haven't reached out to her in 3 months, you just may be using this now as an upset cycle.
As an upset, so you don't have to look at what's next in your life.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Hey,
thanks for calling in
today. We have another caller, couple waiting, so we're going to
Great.
Take the
Thank
next
you.
One. Thank you. All right. We have Dave calling in. Where are you calling in from, Dave?
New York City.
Hi.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here or to speak here. I really like this topic. I have been fortunate enough to, you know, listen to your shows and have attended your workshops, and I remember that before being exposed to the concept that, you know, we are responsible for our reactions to triggers that potentially offend us or that I'm responsible, and seeing that my own offendability has really seemed to dissipate, where things that previously would, bring up some kind of negative reaction in me, where I would be nasty or say something sarcastic or feel upset with something, that's really largely fallen away, I feel like, which is awesome.
I forgot that about you. You used to do sports speak.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The kind of thing where guys get together and do the one-upsmanship, kind of not-so-nice, sarcastic jabs at each other under the guise of having fun?
Yes, exactly.
Wow,
exactly.
That is so far gone from you that I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
Well, here's my question about that, is that even though it doesn't... it almost never comes out anymore. I find myself sometimes if something is, I don't know what the word is, particularly strong or particularly strong trigger, I still have really nasty thoughts. I don't express them, but the things I used to say, I still think, and I feel sometimes guilty for having those thoughts that I want to say something really mean.
Well, Dave, the feeling guilty is you paying the dues to keep having the thoughts.
Can you explain that?
Feeling guilty is a form of resisting having those thoughts, and what you resist persists and plays again.
So you don't want to have those thoughts. You
feel guilty.
You better start getting interested in you having them when you have them. But you can't have them to get rid of them.
Right.
See, your preferences are what screws you up. You would prefer not to have nasty thoughts.
Love and light, love and light, love and light.
You want to be over nasty thoughts. Nasty thoughts are hardwired into your computer.
Right.
And so they'll show up from time to time. If you pay attention to them and notice that you have them, they will dissolve. If you see that you have it and don't like it and don't want it and wish it were over, you will keep it intact.
Right.
The thing is, those thoughts are indicators. Meaning, if you, when you are really doing well and somebody
and
says something unkind, for
and,
instance,
and you're really engaged in your life,
you may
right.
notice that they said something and it was sharp, or you may have the thought, wow, they must be upset. Look, they're saying something unkind. I mean, usually the kind of thoughts that come through are more neutral when you are really centered and really engaged, almost like you don't have time to offend yourself.
That's true. That's true.
When you're disengaged a little bit, all the way to being really upset already, then when somebody says something, you have a reaction, and you think the reaction is to what they said rather than it's an indicator that you're already upset or already disengaged.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
That's really cool. Okay,
because
I like that.
It gives you control of your own life. You see, you think if you're having these things, there's something wrong. It's a barometer. It's a barometer to how engaged you are in the current moment of your life.
First of all, you should figure you'll have those forever. It's kind of like akin to expecting that you are now going to start thinking in Russian. Or Greek.
Okay.
Or Swahili. You've been pre-programmed in English.
So you're going to continue speaking English no matter what. And when you've been disturbed, those disturbed thoughts came along with it over years and years and years. So you have habituated ways of thinking.
And they're pre-programmed, so you can expect when situation A happens
that this conversation will pop up in your thoughts.
You know how to debug computer code, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things I love about my friends like you who do computer code is one of the things you often do is you create the code you think is robust, and then you do your best to figure out how to break it. Meaning,
absolutely.
If somebody turns on the printer button at the same time as they're doing this, or you have that open, then it doesn't work.
Yep, yep.
You find the variables. So it's like, think that you've got certain code in there that
is buggy.
And that when this situation happens and that situation happens, it erupts.
Right. It's very similar because you can compensate for that once you know that it exists.
Well, that's right. You can compensate for it once you know it is. But here's the thing. You've already compensated for it in many respects. Now it doesn't come up all the time. And when it does, you don't necessarily have to make yourself wrong.
Right. Right. That's very cool. Yes, I like that. Cool.
That's great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
That was really terrific.
Yeah. Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, and see you in Costa Rica.
Yes, you will.
And debugify your complaints.
You know what? I have another barometer for you just while I'm thinking of it before you go.
Sure.
If you want to know if you're disengaged or upset before you recognize it, look to your son.
Oh, yeah. He'll be a really good canary.
Because he's like about 15 months, give or take. So he's like the canary in the coal mine. He's going to start getting fussy or
agitated, upset, whiny, cryy, whenever you're off.
You're 100% right. You know what? We've already seen that, and that is that's great. That's great. Okay. Cool.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we have another caller. Let's take her.
Julie, are you there?
I'm here. Yes.
Hi.
Where are you?
Hi, I'm in the Bronx.
Hey, excellent. Yeah. Bronx is on the phone.
Yes. Yeah, I'm in my office. I'm a high school principal. So, yeah, it was a great way to end my day.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was really interested in this topic because I feel like sometimes I offend myself with everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And I think just, you know, I was thinking about that a few days ago about I offend myself with, you know, questions people bring to me. I offend myself with data, like factual data sometimes that I'm looking at. For example, just this afternoon, I had a meeting with some of my guidance counselors, and I realized, you know, if things aren't going the way I want them to go, you know, if I wanted better results on something, like, I offend myself with the results. But
okay, before you say anything further, just in case you lost a couple of our listeners, she's talking about the end of her day. And she's talking about this afternoon because we are pre-recording this episode because by the time it airs, Shai and I will be in Costa Rica. So it is now later than noon. Don't worry. Her school does not let out at 11.
Sorry
so
about
had
that.
You've had a full day already.
Right.
And
yeah.
You're saying that you disagree when people say things that you don't want to hear. That is really cool.
Well, that she offends herself.
Yeah.
And of course you do. Look, you have to take into account, Julie, that you live in a world full of people that are constantly offending themselves and blaming others for how they feel.
Mm.
See, if you blame somebody else for how you feel, you will forever be offended. Your feelings are yours, and when you're willing to be responsible to the fact that they're yours, then you no longer are offended by other people.
See, okay, so can you say that again?
Yeah. See, if you think that somebody saying something or doing something offends you and you feel hurt by it or upset by it, those are your own feelings of hurt or upset that their behavior is accessing, or what they say accesses. See, if you're not upset, people can't say things that get you upset. But if you are upset, somebody can say something, and you'll very easily jump into an upset over it.
Right.
It's kind of like a bullet, you know, a rifle cartridge. It has a casing of brass, and it has a slug of lead. And inside that brass casing, there is gunpowder and a primer. If you remove the gunpowder and the primer, you can pull the trigger on the rifle all day, and you're not going to get any bang. But if you are pre-charged and ready to become incendiary, then you will offend yourself by anything.
I'm glad you said that, because it really brings me to something that I heard in what you said, Julie. If you are trying to get somewhere, then you are pre-primed to be offended. I'll give you an example. I bet you can relate to this one. I know you drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that if you have plenty of time to get to work, the experience is very different than if you're running behind? When you're running behind, all of the other drivers are idiots.
Yes.
They drive too slow. Their driving is offensive.
Right.
They're in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like that, too, if you are driving to get somewhere. Now, obviously, as a high school principal, you have certain things to be responsible for, such as attendance, such as your students passing the Regents exam, such as
managing your teachers.
All of the details.
And the staff of the school, the administrative staff, the janitorial staff, all of that.
And we're not suggesting that you shouldn't have those goals, targets, things that are all come part and parcel with your job. But we're talking about when you go about it in a goal framework, a change framework, a problem-solution framework, where you're trying to get to that desired outcome, you set yourself up to be upset and offendable. And what we're talking about is that transformational approach where it's based in being here and being honest where you are and being fully engaged where you are.
And being inclusive of your life and how it's showing up.
So that what's important when somebody comes and gives you a report is actually to hear honestly, for instance, what the attendance is, rather than to press for where you're trying to get to, which is, you know, whatever your attendance numbers should be in order to be acceptable. Because if you really hear what it is, then you can absolutely plot a course that will work. You'll come up with solutions that aren't suggested, because they'll be creative. And you'll know what to do. You'll know who to ask. You'll come up with ideas.
We've been at your high school, and we've seen you in action. And you are very direct when dealing with the kids, dealing with other teachers. We've watched you walk up to this big, lanky teenager, and you're not very large, you know?
And they get flattened you.
And it's like a chihuahua going after a Great Dane. But you got heart, baby, and you go right up and say whatever you need to say. And you usually put them right in their place. We've watched you do it. So it isn't that you don't know what's needed. It's that you offend yourself first.
But you know,
and you don't offend yourself with the kids.
I want to put that out there for a minute, because we're going to go shortly to a break, and I'd love you to just throw this around while we're gone on the break. I'm interested in why children in your school can be really disrespectful and offensive and say the weirdest things or throw stuff on the floor in front of you or actually shout things or throw things. I mean, they curse, they do things. And you just deal with it directly.
And you don't offend yourself.
And I'm wondering what it is in your thought process, what it is, how you hold them differently.
How you justify offending yourself.
How you justify offending yourself, say, with the teachers.
Or with an aide.
Or with an aide.
Or, when you or anywhere else in your life.
And we'll be back after the break.
And you can tell us what you came up with.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Being Here. Simo speak. Not only do we finish each other's sentences.
Now, I know a lot of you will be listening to this radio show uninterrupted while we are gone in Costa Rica because we are pre-recording, and that there's a large number of people coming to Costa Rica this year because we have
four courses.
So we'll be seeing some of you. But if you want to see us and you want to have the kind of communications that we're having with Julie today, but be able to have the visual aspect. If you're not yet members of the Premium Excellence Club, it is so worth the investment. It's just a little more than a couple lattes a week. That's what it would cost. You can go up to our website.
There's a video subscription series called the Premium Excellence Club.
Go check it out. TransformationMadeEasy.com. All right, Miss Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
So what'd you come up with?
I don't know. I mean, it's so funny that you point out that I don't offend myself by the students, who, you're right, do some of the most outlandish things. And I do offend myself with adults or with just a lot of other things.
Well, maybe you should stop thinking of them as adults. Because I'll tell you something. I have never seen you talk down to a child, ever. And we consult you at your school. It's our second year doing it. Kids come up with strategies that are just really off the wall. you know, they're lobbying for you to give them all a day out of school so that they can play hooky. And they come up with really creative ideas. And you're always like, I really appreciate how well you thought that out and how much you're planning and your tenaciousness, but that's not going to happen. But it's not like, oh, yeah, you are...
What, you take me for an idiot?
You don't talk to them like they're sophomoric, even if they are being. You don't give yourself license to speak that directly to the people you consider to be adults who should be above juvenile behavior.
Right.
According to the standards in your head.
Right. Yeah, it's so true, because when I think about the meeting I had today with my guidance counselors, like, in the end, they were just really anxious. They were anxious, and it's true that if a kid came up to me and was really anxious about something, I would definitely have a way I would handle it and not even think about it, you know, and wouldn't be offended by anything.
But, you know, Julie, these kids, guidance counselors, are children in large bodies.
Yeah.
They may have gone to college and gotten a degree and learned a lot.
I finally got the problem with you. I really got it, Julie.
What's that, babe?
You think you're normal. You don't see how gifted you are. So you don't understand why adults don't comport themselves like you. You do. You have the. It's kind of like when I take pictures. I'm a natural at taking pictures, and so it's like to me, it just seems
easy,
and almost inconsequential. But I'll tell you, if you guys listeners go to our website and see our new calendar, it's up there on transformationmadeeasy.com. Those are my pictures. You can click on the back and see all the pictures for the year. They're amazing. But if I'm being responsible, I realize in truth I have a gift. But if I pretend it's nothing, then I'm going to expect everybody else to take the same caliber of pictures when they may need to be trained to see. It may not be their expertise. You are very gifted. You're gifted at organization. You're gifted at communication. You're gifted at seeing people's brilliance. You're gifted also at dropping being a brat, although that did take a while to learn.
But you're getting much better at it. And, you know, as you go, so goes your sphere of influence in the world. As you learn how not to offend yourself, your teachers will learn how not to offend themselves, and you won't have to say, don't offend yourself to them.
Right.
It'll be natural.
Right. Wow, that's extraordinary.
Well, so
you are.
You.
Yeah, because I really think if you think that how you see and how you comport yourself is normal and natural and easy for everybody, you won't recognize that you have gift and that you can train people to have your reality as normal and natural, but it's not where they start from.
Right.
And that's one of the things that Shai and I often semi-jokingly say to each other when somebody comes to our seminars and they're really new and they're really rough and they're bumpy at other people.
We say people don't come transformed.
Right.
And people don't come transformed. See, look, we are conditioned by the culture we're raised into. And so we don't realize that transformation is even a possibility. All we can think of is you have to work hard to get to what you want. You got to be hard on yourself to get there. And that's not the case. The kinder you are to yourself, the kinder you are to the people around you, and the less you offend yourself or others or are offended by others. See, when you offend yourself, you're actually being very hard on yourself. When you learn to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as delicate and fine and wonderful, and like an infant, then you will have your universe start to be much kinder and gentler place to live in.
The other thing is it's getting easier at your school. You have an incredible model there where the teachers aren't doing the teaching as much as the students get together and collectively learn, and they do this wonderful skill set called unison reading in every class, where whether it's about math or science or English or they read text together. They're socializing each other, and you and your staff are now immersing yourselves in a transformational lifestyle and seeing things in a non-judgmental, non-offendable way. It's going to keep getting easier for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have another caller.
So we're going to take him shortly, but I invite you, we both invite you, to allow yourself license to admit your gifts.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in today.
Okay, Peter, are you there?
Hi, Ariel, Shia.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are most excellent. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling also from New York City, from Manhattan.
All right.
Excellent.
So I wanted to bring up something that I know I have brought on myself. You know, as I've mentioned, on Monday nights, I write a sewing blog. And I've been doing this for about 5 years, and it's very popular, and I have a lot of followers, and it's really been great fun. I contribute to it almost every single day. And I stumbled upon a site that I had heard about. There is actually a website out there called Get Off My Internet, where people with access to Grind about bloggers write nasty things about them. And I found that, lo and behold, in the crafting section of Get Off My Internet is a thread, in fact, two threads, all about me.
Well, then you must be doing something right.
I guess. But, you know, it was sort of like a train wreck where you sort of can't stop reading about these really awful things that people are writing about you, about me.
Well, I'll tell you why you read it.
What?
I'll tell you why. You read it.
Okay.
You didn't read it until recently, right?
Well, it happened, relatively recently.
Yes, mm-hmm. And you've been preoccupied with it now, right?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't too long ago you mentioned some rumblings about creating a book.
Right.
And then you went and searched for good distractors so that you don't have to go into that unknown. Whether, you know, this train wreck type of upset is familiar. Everybody's had one of those or many of those. We've all survived them, so they're uncomfortable, but you know you survive it. But
right.
The unknown is a different thing. So that
right.
comfortable uncomfortable upset.
You know, we used to call them old familiar upsets.
OFUs.
OFUs, right.
Uh-huh.
Where you would get yourself upset over something, and it would become all-consuming, and then you would avoid looking at what you want to do, but you're afraid to jump into and start.
Right.
By the way, I commend you. That is amazingly creative to find a counter-blogging
really?
Site. I mean, who knew? And you also
yeah, well.
just gave all the other bloggers who listened the name of it. So if you missed it, you can go replay this episode so you can find something to torture yourself with.
Right, right. I mean, I knew that I shouldn't be reading it, but it was like, oh, my God.
No, but you should have been reading it because it had a purpose for you.
And you
and the
were
purpose
reading
is
it.
What?
And you see, you can only be the way you are or
right.
were in any given moment. So if you picked it up and started reading it, it had a benefit.
Right.
The benefit was to distract you from what you don't want to look at.
Whatever that right. might be.
Right.
Not right. bad. Not wrong. You're doing nothing wrong.
Right.
It's just a way of avoiding looking at what you're not ready to look at yet, that's all.
Right. But, of course, I mean, it's hurtful to hear people say, write nasty things about your work.
Well, you know, not that I'm into politics because I'm not, but one of the things that I admire about politicians is how well they seem to be able to cannibalize or get past people being vicious.
Right.
You know, look, we have received our share of hate mail, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people say that we are highly irresponsible people because we insinuate that a person can have a wonderful life without years of therapy or drugs. And it can happen in an instant.
Right.
I'm not kidding. We've had people pan our books.
Because we're so irresponsible to suggest that it could be done without lots of therapy and drugs, because everybody knows it needs that.
Right. Or without reliving your past traumas.
You know, it could be a touch of celebrity. I know a lot of people follow you, and I have, you know, peripherally, sometimes I catch shows where this celebrity or that celebrity is talking to somebody, and they... Most of them say, oh, I don't read reviews anymore, because
yeah.
there's always going to be people in there who use their creative wit to demean another person, that they're not
right.
just saying, hey, you know, I didn't like it. If your site, if your blog about sewing is not for them,
then they don't have to read it.
They have free will. They could just not go there.
Yeah, they don't have to offend themselves and then write nasty things about it.
But they're using it as a vehicle to be mean.
And
they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, Ariel and I are not big into mean. We're big into kind.
Right.
When you're kind to yourself, you become kind to others. I'll tell you something. Those people who wrote those blogs, they have horrible lives.
They're hard on themselves.
They're vicious with themselves more than they're vicious with you.
By the way, what is the name of your blog? I've heard it's wonderful.
Oh, it's called Male Pattern Boldness.
Male pattern. Well, if you're going to be
male pattern boldness. That's great. I love that.
Well, I got to tell you that if you're going to be bold, there are going to be people who don't like that.
I'm going to try to shoot you down.
Right. But I love your point that, like, it really is something that I need to focus my energies on moving forward in the things that I want to do.
No, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to focus, but just know that if you're getting disturbed, it has a use, because you're just such a smart man. You wouldn't be reading those things and disturbing yourself unless disturbing yourself had a value.
You know, you need a break.
Right.
And that's how you take a break. But taking a break and by getting upset is like going on vacation in a very bad place.
I'm glad you're coming to Costa Rica. You're going to have that's just so much more fun. And you won't have to focus on getting anywhere. If you need a break, take a break. You may as well need to.
But you don't have to upset yourself in order to go there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I can't wait to go.
Excellent.
I would wait until you get there, though.
I would just have...
Otherwise, you'll be inappropriately dressed for New York City.
Okay.
In January.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
And, thanks so much, guys.
You know, so perfect.
Thank you,
and thanks, Peter, that Peter was our last caller, because next week's show is called Party on Dude Part 2. So, you know, you may as well be having some fun. We're having fun today while we're pre-recording. We're going to be having fun in Costa Rica. We're excited to see people, even though we're not there yet. And we'll be back next week. At least our pre-record will be.
Share the show.
Yeah, share the show. We're almost up to 400 shows. We're almost there. Wow. There's lots to be seen in the archive. Thanks for being here. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.